Hello, everyone. Welcome to the October 4th, 2015 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's on the celestial agenda for October 4th to October 11th and beyond. The main news this week is that Mercury ends its retrograde period at 6 degrees Virgo on Friday, October 9th. At the very beginning or end of a retrograde period, a planet appears to be motionless in the heavens. This condition, called stationary, makes the planet astrologically very powerful. Actually, all this week, Mercury will be barely moving in the zodiac as it nears the end of its retrograde phase. At the same time as its retrograde period is coming to an end, Mercury is exactly conjunct Rahu. Mercury is barely 1 degree from Rahu for the whole week. Rahu is one of the nodes, an eclipse point, and therefore can obscure the energy of whatever it contacts, in this case, Mercury. The effect of Rahu is to distort the significations of Mercury. Since Mercury is already distorted by being retrograde, this additional influence doesn't help in the rational thinking department. Rahu also has a quality of obsession and urgency. All this is going on in the sign Virgo, a sign known for being preoccupied with details and perfection. And therefore, we have to be careful of obsessed thinking and letting details obscure the big picture. And of course, you have to be careful of where you get your information from. Another item happening this week is the exact square aspect of Saturn to Venus. Venus is already in trouble by being in a sign it doesn't like, Leo. Venus in Leo is the planet of love, in the sign of pride and self-centeredness. Venus is also associated with Mars, the planet of aggression and combat. Now add in the energy of restrictive Saturn through its inimical square aspect. Saturn is the reality check planet, and through its influence, Saturn squelches the egocentric Venus in Leo. But hold on a minute. There's also Mars, the planet of action and moving forward, which is also in Leo and influencing Venus as well. So, it's a tension-inducing combination, with Venus simultaneously getting it from two of the natural malefics. Mars propelling Venus forward, Saturn holding Venus back. Therefore, the significations of Venus are probably not going to do so well this week. Okay, that'll do it for this week's Outlook. Thanks for visiting AstrologyNewsReport.com. I'll be posting updates during the week as usual on Twitter at Astro News Report.